We broadcast from the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, and now I'm broadcasting from the Meridian Plot at Farm Progress with Luke Van Hurl. Good afternoon, Luke.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for coming to visit us here, and thanks for making the trek south to come here. So Farm Progress, one of the two largest shows in the country here in the United States. We've displayed here for years. Obviously, as you know, this show alternates between Illinois and Iowa.
Yeah.
Iowa is our home state, so this year we're away. We're playing an away game. Very exciting for us to be here and meet farmers. Interesting attitude at the show here. As you know, the ag industry has been down a little bit this far south, but it's showing signs of bouncing back. And we can tell by, not yet by the order volume, but by the inquiries for quotes and by the phone volume back at the office in Storm Lake, Iowa. So we're very excited to be here. Lots of new things here. We just acquired the auger and conveyor business of Harvest, which is also a Storm Lake, Iowa business. And it kind of rounded out the existing auger and conveyor business we already had with Conveyall and the Meridian augers. Of course, right here, you're in the middle of corn country and soybean country, so our seed tender is very popular here, as you can well imagine. And then fuel trailers, as we get nearer harvest, farmers are starting to think about having all that equipment in the field at the same time, so fuel trailers generating a lot of interest. We were a little selfish. We are having signups. We're giving one away at the end of five shows. So the reason we did that is obviously we wanted to draw as much traffic as possible to our booth, and it's working. The strategy is working. So,
yeah, nothing like you can even set out free donuts or set out a free fuel trailer. By golly, mate, the fuel trailer sure works, huh?
It works. We looked at our promotion advertising budget, and of course that's not an inexpensive thing to give away, but we're dividing it over five shows, and it's going to be more than pay for itself in just the PR value alone and the advertising value. So we're happy.
And people can sign up at Big Iron, I would assume.
Correct. Big Iron, and then also the Ohio Farm side. We split it over five shows. So Big Iron, and then the last show will be the Ohio Farm Science Review, which is a little bit later in Ohio. So we brought a smattering of the other products we make. You know, we have a stainless steel tank here. We have a Seedmax, a grain bin here. Again, just to make sure that people realize all the different things we make. We have a small fuel tank, for instance, here, not on the trailer, you know, a vertical fuel tank. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to see how many farmers are really starting to take on-farm storage of everything, whether it's chemicals, whether it's fuel. They're taking it seriously, and it's all to do with efficiency. You know, farmers want to be fast. Their farms are typically growing in size, and yet they still have about the same window of time to harvest or to plant. And so it's all about efficiency and anything we can do to make that happen.
Yeah.
An interesting side comment is we brought a sample grain ring here. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, grain rings are used when you have such a bountiful harvest that you've run out of storage.
Yeah, we've seen the local elevator use them a lot recently.
They do, but we're actually starting. We sold some in the South, which is very unusual. You know, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas, because they have already harvested, of course. They harvest earlier than we do. And they're having phenomenal crops, so we're selling some grain rings south of us, which is unusual for us. And of course, up here you see them everywhere.
Right. So. Yeah. Well, let's show this on the radio. It's about 4 feet tall, or 36 inches, or how? What is the dimensions of this arc?
It's a 40-footer, so but obviously we're only showing a few segments of it, you know, so that it wouldn't take up the entire booth.
Yeah.
Just to give people the idea of what we can do, and they come and humongous sizes, you know.
Well, it beats the heck out of piling it on the ground. I mean, putting it on the ground.
You're still putting it on the ground, and you know, depending on how long and how well you want to prep the soil, you either put it on lime or on concrete, or you put a tarp underneath it.
Yeah.
Of course, very important to aerate it, etc. But, works very well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the fuel tender. What's new and improved with the Meridian fuel tender?
What we did is we've been... you can't really see what we did. We've been working away at the trailer, part of it, the frame of the trailer, both between our two models, the 520 and the 990. We wanted to make it more easy to manufacture for ourselves, and in the process also make it easier for our farmers. We've changed the coating a little bit on the, you know, they've always been powder coated. We've changed the texture a little bit so that it offers more protection and scuff resistance and a little ding. We've changed little things like the wheel well cover so that they wouldn't get damaged. So we've made them more sturdy, I should say, without really adding cost or weight or maintaining the value.
All right. Mm-hmm. And obviously the 550 and 990, that's the capacity, right?
The 520 and the 990, perfect. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Yeah, 990 is as big as we make it. We try to stay under 1,000 or 1,100 because you start running into road rules and regulations, yeah, etc. It gets a little trickier. So 990, yeah, are on the safe end. And, of course, you can add DEF tanks to that, which have become very popular.
Yeah.
As you can see on the 990, this one we brought has a compartment in the back that where we have all kinds of options, what you can put in there, welders and generators and on.
There's
and
more
on.
Room in there than a, yeah, small shop.
Exactly. And that's how people use them. You know, yeah, we have options of everything in there. Generators, welders, and hydraulics, and all that kind of stuff. This,
of course,
one happens
here at the,
to be empty.
You know? Well, you have a cooler in there. That's important at a farm. That's a tool at a farm show.
First things first.
Yes, right on. So the augers, with the inclusion now of a couple extra companies and, yes, technology.
Yes.
Are you sticking with the color scheme for Meridian, or are you going to be a multicolored company now?
We're going to be multicolored. The acquisition of the harvest part, it fills a price point that we didn't have before. It's lower priced than the Convey All products and the Meridian products. So from a brand identity point of view, we're going to kind of keep them the way they are. They have a phenomenal brand recognition, a lot more market share, for instance, than we had previously with the Meridian ones, etc. So, uh-huh, we would be foolish to mess around with what we just bought.
Right.
And we're going to let them do what they do very well, and they're extremely popular. And of course, we're coming into that season right now,
yeah,
where these things, it's amazing. They're almost impulse buy. I need one right now. What do you have? Kind,
yeah,
of a deal.
Because, yeah,
when you need them, you really need them. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And all you got to, yeah, do is talk to your Meridian guy to get the brand new ones that you offer.
Correct. So, yeah, you either go on our website, you know, meridianmanufacturer.com or harvest.com, or you call us and we'll get you to your closest dealer.
Yeah. And people can take a look at them at Big Iron here in a couple of weeks.
Exactly. We'll have,
yeah,
them there.
All, yeah, right. Well, you got a huge footprint here, and you're either at the beginning of the show, you're right next to the field demos, so a pretty good location. And
Yes, this is a new location for us,
okay,
and so we wanted to make sure that we were attracting traffic here. That's one of the reasons we did the drawing for the fuel trailer, and it's working. So we get a lot of traffic early in the morning as people come in, and then now it'll start building again. And during the lunch hours, when there were lots of demos going on, it kind of calmed down a little bit. But it's,
yeah,
starting to get busier again. So,
yeah. Well, it's we're here in the middle day, but it's a massive show. Next year, you'll be closer to home and closer to all the farmers in the Dakotas who can shoot over to Boone, Iowa.
Exactly. We'll be back in Iowa. You know, not very far from our home.
Yeah.
And we don't have a preference whether it's here or there. We, interestingly enough, you attract about the same people that we talk. You know, I've been coming to shows for a long, long time. You actually get to know some of the people.
Yeah.
And of course, you're in God's country, farmland wise, here,
yeah,
and in Iowa, regardless of where it is. So,
yeah. All right. Well, Luke Van Hurl, great to meet you and visit with you. Meridian Manufacturing, a longtime supporter of Ag News 890, and we sure love what you guys do, and we like bragging about it.
Well, we love what you do, and thank you for helping us support our industry and getting our name out, and thank you so much for coming to visit us here.
You bet. We'll see you a couple of weeks at Big Iron, of course, next year over in Boone, Iowa, Farm Progress 2018. Already making plans for that. So thank you, Luke.
Thank you.
You
we'll
bet.
See you there.
All right.